2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.
This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Welcome. It's 2014. How did that happen when we weren't looking? I'm Suze, and it's my extreme pleasure to be your host for the next hour on Contact Talk Radio. It's Flipping the Switch, and if you're new to my show, welcome. And if you are a regular, I'm so glad to hear you being back here with us today. So, first of all, I'm going to give out the phone number because I am looking forward to hearing what is on your mind today. The number that you can call in toll-free is 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. Topic today is around, well, you know, it's the new year. And so the topics are plans don't always work out. But that doesn't mean don't plan. All right. So I had a perfect example of plans not working out this year. You know, I also had lots of examples of plans working out and plans working out way better than the plans I made. And so it just depends where you want to focus. And I'm sorry, I'm hearing that you're getting some thunking there. I did not take off my bangle bracelet, so I'm going to just do that so we don't have the thunking happening. Apologize if that hurt your ear. But just this week, I had a plan that didn't work out. And so I wrote about it today in my musings in the newsletter. If you don't receive them, do go to the website, Suze Casey, SUZECASEY.com, and sign up for the weekly newsletter. It's just always a little kind of what I'm thinking about that I call the musings, and then a little bit of information about what's going to be on the show. And I promise I don't share that information of your email with anyone else because I personally get irritated when I get all those emails that I didn't ask for. So I would not want to pass that along. So if you go to SuzeCasey.com, you can sign up for our newsletter, and it's a safe one to sign up for. So today's newsletter, planning. Sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. So I just spent the holiday week with my brother and his family in the interior of BC, British Columbia, and Canada. It's a beautiful spot, about an eight-hour drive each way from my home in Calgary, over snowy mountain passes through remote terrain. And so my 92-year-old father and I decided to fly. We landed on schedule December 24th at Castlegar, even though lots of people, and I'm filling in a little bit of background, lots of people said to me, boy, Castlegar's dicey. You don't always get in because it's, you know, it's often clouded in and they can't land because it's a really short approach. You know, you're kind of dumping down into between mountains into a valley and, you know, they actually cancel more of the flights in and out that time of year. Maybe you should give yourself more time. The way my schedule was, the only day I could fly was the 24th. So we landed on schedule December 24th at Castlegar, a sweet mountain village tucked into a valley surrounded by gorgeous mountains, dipping past the rocky outcrop so close it felt like I could touch the trees. And after a wonderfully relaxing week of playing Crazy Eights on demand with my five-year-old niece and cooking scrumptious meals with my brother and sister-in-law, we headed to the airport to fly home. And it says in here, it says this morning because it was the day that I wrote it. And that was Monday. And we discovered why they've nicknamed that airport. No, it was Tuesday. No, it was Monday. Doesn't matter. Yeah, it was Monday. And we discovered why they nicknamed that airport. Instead of Castlegar, they call it Cancelgar. Because there was no visibility. So therefore, there was no flight. So instead, we enjoyed an absolutely picturesque drive through the valley back home with incredible, incredible heavy snow on the trees. I put a picture of that in the newsletter as well. And one more day of good food, family time, and playing cards. So plans, they're great to have, and sometimes you just need to roll with what is. Here's to creating amazing plans for 2014 and having the ability to roll with whatever happens. Because you see, yes, it was great. I got an extra day of holiday, but I also had booked a full day of clients on Tuesday, so I needed to phone everybody and just say, oops, sorry, this is what's happened, and be able to be good with it. So having plans and then being able to roll with what happens is part of what belief repatterning will set up for you. I'd love to hear from you about the plans that you have, the plans that you want to make, what you're thinking about doing, what your highlights were for 2013, because that's where we make plans from. So do call in on 877-230-3062. Anyone that calls in today, I'm offering a complimentary seat in our teleseminar that starts next week. And if you can't make it at the time that it is, you will receive a complimentary recording and access to me by email for any questions that you have about it. And so not to worry if it doesn't work out in your time schedule, you can still make it. We will be doing that. This year is going to be different. 1 till 2:15 Mountain Time. So Pacific Time, that'd be noon to 1:15 on Pacific Time. And Eastern Time would make that be 3 till 4:15. So it's just 2 hours before the radio show starts. I'll be walking people through this year's going to be different. It's a 2.5 hour teleseminar, an hour and 15 minutes over 2 days, the 9th and the 16th of January, where we look at a different way of goal setting. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples about that today. So if you'd like some support and help with that online, call in and get yourself that complimentary seat. If you've been through any of the courses or any repatterning and you've got something to share about how the repatterning supported you in rolling with whatever happened, we'd love to hear that as well. So plans don't always work out, but that doesn't mean don't plan. I've noticed most people make their New Year's resolution from what didn't work last year. They go, what was wrong with last year and how am I going to fix it? Now, since what we focus on expands, it doesn't make sense to me to plan from what didn't work. What I encourage my clients to do is focus on the bright spots of 2013, what worked well, and then make your resolutions from that perspective. And so I'd really like to share with you what's working for you and walk you through some things that you can do to help you experience more of what you want in 2014. So every year, I mean, those of you who listen, you know that I pick a word of the day. Every year, I also pick a word of the year. And so last year's word was adventure. Adventuresome, feeling adventurous, all things around that. And it was a year full of adventure. I had amazing adventures. And when I was going back and reviewing 2013, I listed out all of them and I just went, wow, look at the accomplishments that I did and look at what went right and how much fun I had. And I was going back through my journal and I'd forgotten some things. And I went, oh, I forgot all about that happened in February. Look at that. And you know, just had some really nice awarenesses. What I've discovered is so many people beat themselves up with New Year's resolutions about making them and then breaking them and then beating themselves up because they broke it. It's like, you know, go for 1% better than you were last year on something and know that what you did last year was just fine because here you are, it's 2014. You're still alive, you're breathing, and you can put a smile on your face if you choose to. So my word this year, as I was going through last year, I thought, you know, not only did I have adventure, but I had a lot of harmony last year. And I thought, I am choosing my word for 2014 to be harmony. Harmony. And I began thinking about where there already was harmony in my life and where I might like to increase the harmony. Not where I screwed up last year and want to change it, but rather, where is there already harmony? Where would I like to expand it? So the morning of New Year's Day, yesterday morning, I opened my eyes and my first thought was, this year is about harmony. And today I have a whole day that I could create harmony in. I wonder what that will be. I wonder what I might do to create that feeling of harmony. I didn't start with what do I have to get done today. I started with my being word. The feeling that I want to experience more of is harmony. So I laid in bed and I thought, where am I already experiencing harmony? And I thought, I had a great sleep last night. And as I mentioned, I just got home on New Year's Eve day because of the canceled flight. And so I was home in my own bed. And from the 21st of November until New Year's Day, I had only had 8 nights sleeping in my own bed because I'd been down at the Baja on an adventure and then off to Nelson for holidays. And it was like, wow. So I thought about the harmony that I felt about being in my own bed. And then I was beginning to think about the people that I knew that I was in harmony with and, you know, people that I hadn't spoken to for a while. I thought, I think today I'll create some harmony. I'll phone a couple of older relatives that just I haven't talked to for a bit and say hi and touch base with them, see how they're doing. One of my dearest friends, I'll make a phone call there. And I thought, yeah, that's how I'll create harmony. And so I got up, got dressed, and came down to my living space from my bedroom. And I opened up the refrigerator door to look for breakfast. And a Tupperware container filled with soup that I had taken out of the freezer the night before so I'd have, because I'd been away and didn't have any food in the fridge, and I'd taken it out the night before so I'd have something to eat for lunch yesterday, and the soup fell out of the fridge, smashed on the floor. And I looked at it and I went, that's not harmony. And I'm creating harmony today because that's what my world's about. Now, I could have got all upset, but instead I went, that's not harmony. And so this is something opposite, some contrast to what I really want to experience. Hang on 1 second. A bit of a tickle in my throat, and I just wanted to have a little cough there. Let's do a little repatterning around harmony here. Let me finish the story, though. No, let's do the repatterning around harmony right off the top, and then I'll finish telling you the story about how I created harmony out of a Tupperware dropping out of the fridge and splattering all over the kitchen floor. So you can have whatever word you want. I'm going to use the word harmony in this repatterning and show you how you can create your 2014 from a place of being rather than a doing and setting goals and trying to figure out what you want to have. It really is about being. I forgive myself for believing that I need to do and have as my resolutions. I forgive myself for believing that I need to do and have as my resolutions. And breathe it in and let it go. I forgive myself for believing that harmony is hard to have all of the time. So you can put whatever other word you want other than harmony, or you can use harmony. I forgive myself for believing that harmony is hard to have all of the time. And let it go. Now, if you've got any monkeys having little discussions with you, little feedback in your head, give me a shout and we'll repattern that together. 877-230-3062. Meanwhile, let's continue on with this general repatterning about creating the being, feeling word that you want for this new year of 2014. I give myself permission to focus on being in harmony and breathe it in. Give myself permission to focus on being and put what you want to have more of this year in terms of a feeling, a state of being. Okay, how does that sit with you? Is your monkey going, I don't know how to do that? It's okay. Forgive myself for believing I need to know how to do that. I just give myself permission to be it. Forgive myself for believing I need to know how to do that. I just give myself permission to be it and breathe it in and let it go. I give myself permission to focus on how I want to be, and that is, and I'm going to say, in harmony. You can add your own in. I give myself permission to focus on how I want to be, and that is, let it go. I give myself permission to let go of the doing and focus on how I want to be. Give myself permission to let go of the doing and focus on how I want to be and breathe it in and let it go. I can be in harmony, or I can focus on busyness and getting things done. I can be in harmony, or I can focus on busyness and getting things done. Breathe that in.
I choose to be in harmony, knowing that the perfect do and have will emerge from that place of being. So again, put the word in that you want. I choose to focus on being, knowing that the perfect do and have will come from that place of being. And breathe it in. And let it go. So let me continue the story about the refrigerator and the Tupperware and the soup. This is not the first time that this has happened. In fact, it would be an odd week in my house that something doesn't fall out of my fridge. And the reason for that is a couple of things. I like to have lots of interesting things in my fridge. I have a housemate. She likes to have lots of interesting things in the fridge. And the style of fridge that I have is one of those ones from the 80s that is half freezer and half fridge side by side and is really too skinny to be either. And then plus that, it's also got like a water dispenser that I don't use and a ice cube maker that I don't use that take up a lot of space. And it's just not a convenient appliance. And I remember a year ago, coming up next week, a year ago, the very first time that I looked at this space and I decided it was too big and more than I needed and more money than I wanted to spend. And I had all these reasons why I wasn't going to move into this place. And one of the reasons that I said was, and I hate those kinds of refrigerators. I just would have to buy a new refrigerator. No, let's keep looking. So my realtor and I looked again for another few weeks, and I found another place early in February last year, and I was driving back to where I was staying to write the offer on that place, and I happened to drive by this place, and I got a little nudge, got a little feeling in my solar plexus. And I phoned my realtor and I said, I need to go and look at that place again. And she said, you wrote it off because this, and this was wrong with it. And I said, I know. But before I embark on the adventure of this new home, I need to go and look at that place again. Notice I used that feeling of being to really frame it because that was my word last year. Because I wanted to create more feelings of adventure in my life. So we came back and we looked at it and I happened to be with my girlfriend. And I had completely forgotten this conversation until she reminded me of it yesterday. But I said to her, oh, you know, I really like this place, but that fridge has to go. And that was last February. Now, I did not remember that conversation again. I guess I was so busy having adventures last year. But yesterday morning when I opened up the fridge to see what was for breakfast and the lunch soup fell out on the floor, hit my toe too. Instead of getting frustrated, I went, I'm creating harmony with this fridge today. And I made myself a cup of tea and a piece of toast and a nice poached egg. And I sat down and I pulled up on the computer places that I knew had appliances for sale. And I thought, what am I going to do here? And no, it's not about what I'm going to do. It's how do I want to be? How do I want to be? And so I started looking at refrigerators, and I knew the kind I wanted. I wanted those French door ones with a freezer on the bottom, lots of compartments, nice size. And I went, oh, right. I remember when we bought the fridge like that from my last house, it didn't fit in the space. And so I thought, I'm creating harmony here. I went and I grabbed a tape measure and I measured the space. I measured it twice, converted it to centimeters. I went back online. I was looking at the fridges, and all of the fridges of the style that I wanted were taller than the space I had. And I thought, oh, and I went, no, I'm creating harmony. Keep remembering that, Suze. It's harmony we're creating here, not frustration, not anger, not anything else, just harmony. So I went back and I remembered that in the previous house, we were able to shave a little bit off the trim of the cupboard above the fridge, and it allowed it to fit in. So I measured that and I thought, okay, I can gain like an inch and a quarter here. And I added that to the dimensions and I came back and I looked and it was like, still not enough. I still needed another 3/4 of an inch to an inch to be able to have the style of fridge that I wanted. Didn't seem to matter what model. And I looked and I actually found a different manufacturer with a different, you know, same kind of style and it would fit in. But I looked at it and I don't really want that one. And it was a lot more money than the one I wanted, like almost twice. And I thought, that's not harmony. So I kept looking, and the fridge that I really, really wanted, I thought, what do I really, really want? What would really create harm in my life? And I found it online, and lo and behold, it was pretty much the same model as what I'd had before, just the newer version of it. And I thought, how do I create harmony? Because it doesn't fit into the space. And so then I went back and I looked at the space and I thought, I don't even use that cupboard. Right now it's holding paper plates and plastic glasses. And I don't go in there very often. And I bet I could find another place for those to live. I bet you I could just lose that cupboard. And I wonder how challenging that is, because I don't really know how to do that. And I thought, oh, I was going to phone my dear friend. He's a longtime friend. He's been my friend since I was 15 years old. He lives in Ontario, which is 2,500 miles away. And I phoned him up and we were having a chat. And I said, I need a little bit of advice. I know that you're pretty handy. And I said, how hard is it to take a cupboard off the wall? And he said, well, what are you thinking about? So I told him, he said, well, go look at it. He said, open it up and see if you can see some screws inside of it. I said, yep, I see four screws. And he said, you know what? If you take those four screws off, he said, do you see one on the side attaching it to this? I said, no, I don't see one there. And he said, I think you take those four screws off and it's just going to pop off. And he said, you're going to have to probably repaint, but that's, you know, fairly easy to do. And I said, yeah, I even know where the paint is. They left me the paint. And he said, oh, so I thought that's in harmony. I can do that. And all of a sudden I thought, I can have the exact fridge I want. So I went online and I looked at it and I thought, maybe I really need to drive out to the store and see it first before I order it. Because if I ordered it online, I get another 10% off. Oh, and did I mention it was on sale, $700 off? That's harmony in my world. So as I'm driving out to the store, I thought, oh, I was also meaning to phone my friend. And this would be the same friend that I went house shopping with last year. Phoned up my girlfriend, what are you up to? We're chatting away. And I said, oh, I'm heading out to take a look at a fridge. And she said, you know, you told me last year when you looked at the house that that fridge had to go. She said, I'm so glad to hear that you're actioning that. And I started to laugh because I'd forgotten about the conversation. You see how wise we are? We know what it is that we want when we allow ourselves to go into the state of being. So, what state of being do you want? Finished the story about the refrigerator. I got out there, went in, said, I think that this is what I want. I want to look at it. And I asked him, I said, do you lose, because he was really helpful and super helpful. Showed me the other things and showed me the one that actually would fit the space I have. And I went, no, don't want it. Don't like how it. Don't like the way that it's on the inside. That's fine. He was a really great guy. Helped me out a lot. And I thought, you know, he's probably on commission. So I thought, I'm going to ask. So I said, are you on commission at this store? And he said, no. He said, I get paid a straight wage. And I said, so it doesn't matter to you if I buy here or if I buy this online. And he said, we don't have any in stock. And if you buy it online, you can get 10% off of the sale price. And I said, I noticed that. So I said, I think that's what I'm going to do if you don't mind. He said, not at all. I've really enjoyed talking to you. And I said, I've really enjoyed talking to you as well. And then he said, do you happen to have a credit card for this store? And I said, no, I don't. And he said, oh, he said, well, on your way out, stop at customer service and apply for a credit card, because you'll get the credit card. And then when you do it on a credit card, you can pay for it in monthly installments over the next year. And I started to laugh. And I said, wow, pretty soon you're going to be filling it with food before you deliver it. And he said, oh, yeah. And he said, and delivery includes, we'll take away your old one. I'm like, perfect. That even solves a problem I didn't realize I had yet. This is creating harmony. Came home, placed the order, and it's arriving a week from today. That gives me the weekend to get that cupboard off and get that thing repainted. I am so excited about the harmony that I created. Goofy little story about focusing on what you want to be, how you want to be, not what do you want to have or what should I do, but how do I want to be in the world today? If I hadn't had that practice in place where I wake up and think about the word, that Tupperware falling out on my toe and splotching the soup all over the floor might have, you know, quashed my mellow, might have kind of made me not be so happy about things and taken me out of harmony. But because I've practiced it, I went, where's the harmony here? And my inner coach could just, like flipping a switch, pop in and help me create the harmony that I so, so want to create this year in all areas of my life. And I know that subconsciously now, every time I open that refrigerator door, I'm going to be reminded about harmony. And this is how you train the subconscious mind to do it for you. So we're going to take a break here in a couple of minutes. But just before we do, I'd like to encourage you to create a habit that's going to give you that subconscious training. I've made it easy for you in a lot of ways. One of the ways is that this year's going to be different seminar, which begins next Thursday at 1 o'clock Pacific time, sorry, 1 o'clock Mountain Time, noon Pacific, and 3 o'clock Eastern Time. And for $49, you'll have 2 1-and-a-quarter-hour times with me. And then 2 weeks later, we do a half-hour follow-up for your questions and answers, and your questions, my answers, to things that you've been, you know, coming up against as you put into practice the things that we talked about. You also have priority email access to me over those 2 weeks. And if you call in on the call on the show today, you'll receive a complimentary seat in that workshop. So do think about giving a shout in on 877-230-3062. And I'd be happy to chat with you about something that's worked for you, something that's keeping you stuck, doing some repatterning, whatever you'd like. Today is about let's make some plans, knowing that they don't always work out, but it allows you then to be where you want to be. Another thing you can do to possibly train that subconscious mind is keep listening. I'll be back in 30 seconds or maybe a minute and a half with Flipping the Switch. I'm Suze, and you're listening to CTR Network. Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about creating more of the feeling that you want to be in this year. And I'm inviting you to call in on 877-230-3062. Gave you a tip before the break about a way that you could focus on being and maybe look at your New Year's resolutions from finding out the emotion that you want to be in and then setting about creating that every day. So today I woke up and went, harmony. Where is the harmony in my day today? And I thought, I'm doing the radio show. And because I was away that extra day and because I had to rebook some clients and kind of rejuggle my schedule because of that, I ended up with a really full day. So I saw clients beginning this morning at 9 o'clock this morning and ending about 15 minutes before I went on air today. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to just decide that it's all going to be in harmony. I've had the most delightful day with my clients. I always have delightful days, but really delightful. And every one of them
I guess it's because it's the 2nd of January, but every one of them had front and center of their minds, you know, what's my New Year's resolution? What are my goals? And I, the very first client that arrived this morning, successful businessman, you know, high achieving entrepreneurial, just a really, you know, go-getter kind of guy. And he said, I decided to leave my goals for 2014 until after I saw you. And we had intended to see each other in December, and then he got called out of town, and then we booked it for the 31st. And then I got stuck without being able to fly back. And so it was like, okay, so here we are. It's all perfect. And so we began by talking about the things that were working really well in his life and how he was feeling about those. And then what feelings he wanted to create from. And he was just like, oh, I'm so glad that I'm looking at my resolutions and my goals from this perspective, because it's about the feeling that you want to create and what's going to give you that feeling. So let's continue with the repatterning that we were doing and take a look at it from that angle. So we got to choice and choosing to create more of the feeling and choosing to dissolve the other stuff with that feeling. So let's go here. I am free to create more harmony today by, and that's where you can put it in an action. So look, a do can be there. So yesterday I did, I am free to create more harmony today by calling my elderly aunt and by phoning my old good buddy. And wasn't it interesting when I phoned that old friend of mine, he's not that old, he's my age. But when I phoned that friend that's been my friend since I was 15, he was able to help create more harmony for me by giving me some information that I needed to create that harmony in my kitchen. And it all ties together when you let it be. And that's called synchronicity. And you know that you're on path and on purpose and in alignment when those synchronicities pop up and just start happening. So if you've got a synchronicity to share, that'd be a great thing to talk about today too. I am free to experience more harmony in my life this year. And you can use whatever word it is that you want. I am free to experience more in my life this year, even if I don't know how. And breathe it in. Because that's often the thing that comes up, is that little, how are you going to do it, monkey? And then we get trapped into the, well, I have to make 16 calls before 9 o'clock in the morning, and I have to make a chart, and I have, you know, all those doing things that we've been taught are what productive and highly achieving people do. Well, they may in fact be what they do, but they do it from the right side of the line. They do it from the up side of the line, from the state of being that is increasing and supporting them. I'm going to repeat that. They do from an upside of the line vibration, because any do that you do from a deficit or downside of the line vibration will create more of the deficit. And that's why you keep banging your head against the same wall. That's why it's not a mystery. That's why you keep sabotaging your goals, because you're making them from the wrong side of the line. So make them from the right side of the line. And for those people who are new to my work, I talk about the line. On the left-hand side of the line is the energy that drains you. On the right-hand side of the line is the energy that raises you up. And so make your goals from the upside of the line, and let the goal be to create more of that feeling, and then let the do's come out of that. Okay? I am free to do based on how I want to be, and how I am being this year is in harmony. I am free to do based on how I want to be, and how I want to be this year is in harmony. And breathe it in and let it go. There should be a calm settling when you get to the place of freedom where you're ready then to move into affirmation. This is the fifth stage in the belief repatterning process, which is the technique that I developed to help train that subconscious mind to move over to the upside of the line for you without having to think about it and bang your head against the wall and try to sort it out. Much, much, much simpler when we allow our subconscious mind to do it for you. Okay, so it's going to take a little bit of training to make that happen. And one of the ways that you can train your mind to do that is through the 365 Repattern app. You may have noticed, if you had the 365 Repattern app for 2013, that you stopped getting new words as of the 1st of January. That's because it's like a calendar. It's a 1 year. And so I did begin the 2014 one, just like calendars do. I began it mid-December. And so if you've not yet received it, if you go to the 2013 app, on the very front page, it'll say 2013. And if you click there, it will take you to a place where you can go and buy it. And I've had a couple of people say that they've had some challenges with it. So here's how you get the app. There's a bunch of ways. Number one, in today's newsletter, if you get the newsletter, click on that, go down on the left hand side below my picture, you'll see the QR codes. And so whether you're on an Android, an Apple, or whatever the other one is that I can't remember right now, you can just use that with your phone. That will work. Or you can go to your iTunes store if you're on an Apple Mac product, or you can go to the Android applications store and purchase it there. It's $3.99 if you're on Apple and $3.65, and that'll give you the whole year of a word of the day. Do you have to use the word I send out? No, of course you don't have to. You can pick your own word, but that will remind you to pick a word. And then I always give you a little kind of saying or a quote or something to think about or an activity to do that will support it. Now, I've had people wonder about what about last year's words? Well, the 2013 app will stay live until the end of January, at which point it will disappear. So if there are some very favorite things there that you really, really want to make sure that you hang on to, you've got a month to go in and copy them down or print them off or whatever you want to do to make sure that you've got the bits and pieces that you want to hold for yourself. The radio show will still be available on the new app, this radio show, available on demand for you to listen to whenever, wherever it's convenient for you. And I'm not sure, I haven't quite figured out yet, I haven't tested it, so maybe somebody could let me know if it's got the previous shows from last year or if it's just going to be beginning with this show. I don't know that answer to that, so if somebody's discovered that, you can send me a note or an email or call in and let me know. But you can always go back. If you go to the CTR network site, CTR, which you're on already because you're listening to this, and if you go to my host page, and you check under there, there's 35 hours of radio shows. So there's 35 programs there that are available and accessible to you at any time. These are all ways that you can help train that subconscious mind to move to the upside of the line for you. It's kind of like going to the gym. You know, if you go to the gym and you get your core strength there, if you slip and fall on the ice, you're not as apt to hurt yourself as if you haven't done some physical activity and have a good physique and have yourself in as good a shape as you can be. This is what repatterning does for your subconscious mind. And it gives you that strong core muscle so that when something happens, like the Tupperware falls out of the fridge and goes splat and spills all over the place, you don't go to, oh no, and be upset. You go to, oh, that's where I'm going to create harmony. I'm going to purchase a new fridge. And I also created harmony by washing the floor. Because it was like, okay, I guess I need to wash the floor. And so I did that. And I also created harmony by having what I was going to have for dinner for lunch and then going out for dinner with a friend. It's just in how you frame what happens to you. It's not what happens to you. It's how you respond or react to it. And when you're responding and reacting from the supportive side of the line, things work out. And 2014 will be different for you. I guarantee it. So back to the repatterning. The fifth stage is that stage of affirmation. And when I use the term affirmation, I use it like the dictionary definition, not like the New Age definition, which so many people have misconstrued, where you stand and yell out loud and look in the mirror and repeat it over and over again, something that you know isn't true that you want to have happen. That just reinforces the old pattern. because you'll notice if you say, I am wealthy and abundant beyond belief, the monkey in your head will say, no, you're not. You have a $20,000 outstanding debt on your Visa card. And then you've reinforced the feeling of the ick. So your affirmations when you're doing belief repatterning are always about finding an example where you know it to be true. So where do I already know that I have harmony in my life? And I thought about one of the things that I did over the holidays was that I sat down and created the first 2 months of the 365 repatterning app. Because last year, sometimes I'd find it'd be Sunday night and I'd be like, oh my goodness, I forgot to do the words for this week. I got to sit down and do them. And it would create stress. I thought, that's not harmony in my life. I want more harmony. Where do I want? So I thought, I will do some pre-writing of that. And so what I did actually to even further create harmony was I went back through, and the words that you're getting this year in the 2014 app, many of them are the words that I had last year as my word for that day. Because I went through my journal because I thought, I've already got all of this. And it worked for me last year. I bet it'll work for people this year. And so I just look for ways of creating harmony. So I know how to create harmony. I did it when I did the pre-write for the app. Okay. So you're going to find a place where you already know the feeling that you want more of. So if you're saying, I want more joy, you would say, I already know about joy. I experienced it when I was with my niece over the Christmas holidays and she had that incredible look on her face when we came out of the theater. Okay. You want as specific as possible an example when you're doing your affirmations. You start with the feeling. I know what it feels like to be. Okay. So if you're wanting more love this year, I know what it feels like to be loving. I was loving to myself when I went for the pedicure before Christmas. That was a loving thing to do. I am loving. I know what that feels like. So you reinforce it that way. Now, if you didn't go for a pedicure, you find some other way that you've been loving to yourself in the past, and then you repeat it so that you feel the feeling, and then what we focus on expands. What we focus on expands. So you use your affirmations to remind yourself that you do already know this to be true in your life, and here is the example. And it doesn't have to be a huge example. It can be something really, really simple. Like, I created harmony by phoning Phil yesterday and finding out how to deal with that cupboard. That created harmony for me. Okay? It's so simple. And it's so overlooked because it's so simple. I'm hoping that you're finding some things today that are really going to help you in creating your goals and the things that you want to see. And another way that you can do this, well, let's finish this repatterning. The last stage is surrender. And that's where you go, I am. So I am in harmony and it feels wonderful. I am joyful and it feels wonderful. I am. And you're not done the repatterning until you can say that and feel it. And if the monkey comes up and says, not all the time, you say, no, but I experienced it yesterday when I, or I experienced it this morning when I, and I'm expanding it because I am creating harmony, or I am exploring harmony, or I am expanding harmony. You can use those words to help that happen as well. Okay? So we've talked about a number of things that you can do to make those resolutions work better for you. And the main one is start from the feeling of how you want to be. So one of my clients that was in this morning, it was actually a family. It's a mom and her two kids, and they've been coming to see me for at least 5 years. I'm just going by the age of the kids, at least 5 years. And, they were in today and wonderful, wonderful session. And she sat down and she said, I don't know what it is I want to do. And I don't want to make my plans from what I don't want. I want to make my plans from what I do want, but I don't know what I want. And I began to laugh, and I wasn't laughing at her, but that's just such a common place for us to be. It's like, I don't know what to do. Don't know what to do. Don't know what to do. And, you know, when, as we become more enlightened, we realize that if we make our plans from what we don't want, it's not going to work. But what do you do if you don't know what you do do want. And so I said to her, tell me one thing that happened last year that just you really was really fun and you really enjoyed. And she began to tell me a story about what she'd been doing with her clients at, she's a coach and a facilitator and with high-end business clients. She was telling me about what she'd been doing that she really enjoyed. And she just said, I said, what was it about it that you loved? And she said, it was just so creative. And I looked at her and I said, let's start there. She said, well, how do I make a New Year's goal or resolution around creative? And I said, watch. So I led her through. I forgive myself for believing that I can't be more creative. And so she said that. And then she said, oh, but how do I balance that with being responsible? Oh, there's an interesting thing. There's a belief. And so you see how the repatterning just pulls out those beliefs. And you listen to what the monkey says in your head and it'll tell you everything. And so forgive myself for believing that I can't be responsible and creative at the same time. Give myself permission to create this year. Give myself permission to be creative. And we talked about using that first 10 minutes of the day to be creative. And the more she talked, the more she realized that what she came to was creating balance in a soft way for herself. So creating balance in a soft way, isn't that a cool goal for 2014? And I asked her if I could share it with people today, and she said absolutely, because can you imagine what would happen in the world if everyone decided to create balance in a softer way for themselves? Ah. Now, I can hear that some people might be going, you know what? Nothing would get done. It would be a disaster. Well, you know what? I believe the exact opposite would be true. I think that when we show up as who we really are and we expand our best attributes, it works. I'd like to just do a quick 1 minute break here and have you just jot down the things that you want to feel next year, that you want to feel more of. And we'll be back after a minute to do one more cool thing that you can do to increase your success in 2014. I'm Suze Casey. You're listening to CTR Network and Flipping the Switch. I'll be back in a minute.
My gran used to say, a penny for your thoughts, and you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you. You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Welcome back. So we've been talking about the plans don't always work out, but it's how you navigate it when they don't. And so, you know, you can get all upset and frustrated, or you can just hold on to the word that you've chosen and navigate through whatever is going on with that word. It works every time. It's so simple. And when I developed this technique, I was like, I think everybody else has figured this out and just didn't tell me because it's so obvious. And so I didn't tell anybody about it. I was just using it. And people started saying to me, how did you just switch your mind that fast? How did you just you know, and people said it's like flipping a switch. And that's where the subtitle of the book came from, Flipping the Switch, because that's exactly what it is. And your mind will do it for you. if you train it subconsciously. All right. So we have a caller in, Janice. I'm so glad that you were able to call in. Thank you for joining me.
Yes. It's the first time I've done this, Sue. So, yeah.
Well, and I'm just going to let people in on a little secret here. Janice is the client that were you listening in before the break?
No, I just came on just now.
Oh, well, that's fun, because right before the break, I was telling the story about how you came in today and you were wanting to make your goals, but you didn't know what you wanted. You just knew what you didn't want, and you knew that you didn't want to make your goal from a place of didn't want, but you didn't know how to get to the other side. So
that's right.
Yeah. So maybe from your perspective, do you mind sharing a little bit about what the process was for you?
So for me, the idea of when looking towards what I do want, one of the things that Sue's really helped me with was not about even inside of that doing more or really even doing anything or having anything, but rather coming from a place of how do I want to be and who do I want to be and where's my choice around that and even my permission to let myself be a certain way. So because of that, right, then coming from that place, then what I want to do or what I want to have, it falls out of it. It becomes very obvious, right? Whereas a lot of times, for me anyway, I get stuck in setting goals, being about what I want to have or what I want to do or what I don't want to do, and then being stuck.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you shared with me a really cool visual that you painted for me when we were chatting. And I'm wondering if you know, in maybe like a minute, can that infinity piece,
yes,
that could you summarize that for the people who are listening? Because it was really cool. I went, oh, I just love it. It's been in my mind since we were chatting.
Cool. So a lot of times when we are setting goals, it's very easy for or anything. It's very easy for us to start to look at what we're going to do, and then if I do these things, I'll have certain things, or I'm going to have certain things, which means I have to do certain things. And if we even touch on the being side of it, a lot of times it's difficult for us. That part gets really cut off. And so what I've had people do is just start wherever we are and start to look at, what do I want in these three areas, be, do, have, just whatever comes up. And two things can happen is that sometimes very naturally people might have, and what I saw people put up on the walls was the being and the having and the doing. And when I stepped back from it, the being and having were just other forms of doing stuff. And it was interesting because when you look at that, it says behave. Right, so it's all the things how I'm going to behave and what I'm going to do, and then the doing. But if we come back to more starting to define what we want to be and do and have, there's like an infinity loop that runs through those, with the doing being the piece that's under our control, but kind of an ability to flow from the being through to what I'm going to do, and then how does that help me achieve what I'm going to have. And then when I have certain things, it empowers me. So I come back up the other side of the loop, and it empowers me to do more. And then even going through that loop, that sometimes it feels like I'm going uphill. And, of course, because I'm going uphill either on the being side in terms of becoming more of who I want to be, and so that feels a bit uphill and a bit unnatural. And then suddenly it whooshes back around in terms of how I want to do things differently. And likewise, in terms of the results, sometimes they feel like I'm coming uphill, and sometimes that I'm on that downward, oh, this feels easy. But it doesn't stay that way because it is an infinity loop.
And then it can inform the be again.
Exactly.
And starting from that place of be. I really appreciate, I love that infinity loop and that concept of flowing back and forth through, and how come sometimes it feels uphill and sometimes it feels downhill. I really appreciate you sharing it with me today in our session and calling in and sharing it with listeners, because I know that it's going to inform them. We have about a minute left before I'm off. Is there anything quickly that you'd like to add in, or any awareness or ahas that you had while you were driving home from our appointment?
Thank you. Just this feeling of well-being. And you had said to me that I shared with you that even I had done I had worked with this loop, the infinity loop, somehow I felt like I'd lost it. And what I had done is what often happens is I felt cut off between the being. Like the doing and having were what we get caught up in the material world, and I was cut off from the being. So
yeah,
that
super.
Was my aha, was to
nice.
To integrate again, because it's integrative. We think that these are three different things and we treat them as silos. But the infinity, it's integrated and inseparable, and it's a loop. So,
perfect.
So you really come back in touch with that.
I so appreciate you calling in and sharing that with folks. We've got about 30 seconds left, and so
thank
I'm going to have to love you and leave you. But thanks so much for coming on, Janice.
Beautiful.
If you're interested
thank
in exploring this more next week, we will be talking about it on same time, same place. Our topic next week is, what about that pink cloud thinking stuff? I'm looking forward to seeing you then and chatting with you then. Meanwhile, have a great week and know that you absolutely can and will repattern anything you choose. I'm Suze Casey, and this is Flipping the Switch. Bye for now.
The 20 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.